David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm really excited because we have Coach Charlie Bartel, and he is an amazing gentleman. He is wonderful. He has so much knowledge to share. He is actually, he had overcome Asperger's. He is just an amazing, powerful person who has really rose above the chaos. He's overcome his obstacles, and now he is accomplishing a lot of things in his life. And today he wanted to talk about mindset and how it's not just learning how to change your mindset, but it's also about taking action. And he's going to go more into detail about that. So Charlie, welcome to back to the show. And before we begin, I want to let everybody know that Charlie is also part of our podcast community, and he also has a podcast with us. So if you want to go onto his podcast, just type in his name and you'll see all his podcasts, and you can listen to all his shows, and you'll really get a lot from it. So Charlie, tell everybody about yourself. I'm so glad you're here today. I'm very excited to have you back. You know, let everybody know who you are and what you do. And I'd love it to learn more about this topic.
Thank you. Thank you, Stacey. My name is Charlie. I am currently a coach, but I'm also a Asperger professional. And currently, I'm building my business, but I'm also working with a organization called Invisio, where they change people's lives, and they really make make a difference to a lot of people. So my current position, my profession, is a business system analyst, and I go and do the research to find the right tools, resources, and strategies for what my boss is looking for. A real world example of what we have done is I would try to research two plugins for a WordPress website. So I would research these two plugins that would create courses. And one of them is Tutor LMS and Master Study. So my boss wanted me to find the pros and cons about these plugins. So I would go and do research and try to go in depth to these plugins. So I found a couple things that were comparable, but they were also separated from each other. So of course they do create courses. That's definitely obvious to most people. But what separates to both of them is Tutor LMS had more features. It had more features than Master Study, and it probably had more unique features than most of the course creation plugins. But Master Study was cheaper and it was user friendly. So that might be something that a lot of people would prefer choosing if they want easy to use. But to me, I had to choose Tutor LMS because of those features. Of course, it costs around, depends on what edition you get, but there's a pro version and you have to pay around $400. Definitely not cheap, but it definitely pays it off it pays your wage to create a great academy website. So now I show the results to my boss, and I show, and she determines if my results is gonna be it. So sometimes she would want me to go back and do more research because she would do her own research in her own time, and she might find more plugins that might be a competitive to Tutor LMS. So I would go and do more research on the extra plugins. And once I did compare them, then that means that then I would show more of the results, and that's where my boss did chose Tutor LMS, because it was the big dog for creating the courses. But definitely I have definitely learned that I definitely learned through the times of just spending with her, she showed me her material that really helped me, really mm-hmm. developed myself and just grow as a person, just a professional. Yeah. So she showed me this learning method. And this learning method is it goes to know, own, show, but she changed the word to own, to grow, because when you think about it, know is you're doing the research and you're comparing the two things.
Right.
And grow is you are trying to make a decision to think those two things to see what is going to be better, right, and what's going to be convenient to use. And you just grow into it, just build the knowledge to that. So, and show is we're going to implement this to our project. So, but I believe that really helped me do research and just trying to, like I said, compare two things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and definitely there's more to that, that what I've learned is I've learned how do we people get to mm-hmm. their objectives, build leadership, and just give people value, give my boss value,
yes,
which is very crucial. So, and I believe at the end, I believe that it really taught me so much that I should never let it go. And I think it definitely can go a long ways. It could definitely go a long ways for anyone that I work with in their shape or form with their abilities, whether they're working in whatever department they're working in. I think it's going to go a long ways. So.
Now you talked about mindset. Now, you know, going through Asperger's, right, it was challenging, and you know, you had to overcome a lot of things. And you know, just like me, who I have epilepsy, you know, I had to overcome a lot of challenges in life. Now you had to probably change your mindset on how you look at life, how you deal with problems, how to overcome obstacles that came your way. Now, you know, you talk about mindset, and you talk about not only changing mindset, but change, you have to take action, because you can change your mindset, but then if you don't do anything about it, it's not, you know, you're not going to achieve your goals. Now for right. you, you know, what kind of changes did you make in your life, in your mindset, you know, to help you, you know, move forward in life and really reach your goals and accomplish the things in life that you want to accomplish? You know, how did you take action? So what kind of changes did you make in your mindset, and what did you do to actually overcome and be able to actually achieve those things.
Yeah. So what I did is every time you, if I would get stressed out, I would always try to think of the situation. You have to always think of the problems of what you're dealing with. So before you take action, to try to deal with it, what you need to do is you need to plan. And planning is so crucial. You will literally get yourself prepared.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
For the unexpected. So my boss has this question is definitely relatable because my boss has taught me this these three methods, and this is where you're in the journey, you're going through life, and you're just finding where you belong in. So I would learn, this is in her material. So in the material, it shows that the first one is situational awareness. And I think I talked about this in the podcast, but I'm just going to say it again. Mm-hmm. Situational awareness. So situation awareness is you are aware of the challenges, and you expect the unexpected. And strategic position is finding your true passion and purpose.
Right.
So yeah. So you just pretty much just build the skill set and mindset to figure out what you really truly want, and how are you gonna live through life in this position that you want the most.
Right.
The third one is coping mechanism. So this is where you would have to have the things that you need in your journey to go yeah. through the challenges. Right. So you have to have you have to have the right tools, resources, and strategies to thrive. Right. So you, if you wanted to change your mood, you would do the brain chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So which is the brain chemicals is dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, endorphin, and melatonin. And those are the five brain chemicals that you absolutely need to change your mood in yeah. your situation. So that will pretty much build that mindset. That will build the mindset where you'll build yourself up to become unstoppable.
Yeah.
And no one won't be able to take that away from you.
Yes.
So absolutely, you always have got to plan.
Mm-hmm.
Plan before taking action. Because if you take action, you're gonna be lost.
Right.
And that's not gonna be that pretty.
Right.
So always plan before taking action.
Now, when you create a plan, some people might say, well, how do I create a plan? Like, what do I do? You know, can you describe mm-hmm. the plan that you use, like how you created it, and give people an idea that want to create a plan, they want to change their mindset, and they want to be able to, eventually take action. What type of plan are you talking about? How should they do it if you were to explain that plan to other people?
Yeah. So this is very useful. This was very useful in project management. But if you don't know a lot about that, there's another option. This is called, and I and you definitely know this. It's called the SMART goal. So this is going to help you get to your objective. So what I would do is, if I was that person, I would write down a checklist. I would write down a checklist to the things that they want. And once they do, now they have to go in depth to what they want. Because they want to make sure that they go deeper into the projects that they want to work with. Because one project might not go well. So you have to go in a little bit details, go deeper, deeper, deeper into that project you want to work with. Because you might be able to save a lot of time. And you'll expect that this won't work out for you. So once you've done that, now you'll be able to set up the SMART goal. And the SMART goal is with the S is situation, which is trying to know what you wanted to achieve. So you wrote down the list of projects. Now you need to, and that's going to align with the situation. You have to know, is this going to be achievable? So the M is measurable, which is going to, like I said, determine if you're capable of getting to that. And to see how that can go in the future. And the A is action. So now you're gonna go take action. So you've just planned. Now you're gonna go take action. You're gonna go and do that work to get the project started. So to get to your goal, to try to start your goal. So, and you might have to break it apart, the what you're trying to achieve. And the R is relatable. So you would have to see, you would have to always check up on the project you're working on. So, So, and T is timeline. So this is going to be expected. What's the deadline? So you're going to really, because you have to always have a deadline. Because if you don't have a deadline, you're not going to get it done sooner. Having a deadline is so crucial because you'll be motivated to actually get it done. And you feel you want to get it done. So yeah, if I was them, how you create a plan, you would use the SMART goal. Well, first thing, you would write down what you want. And you might have to go deeper to that. Then you would try to create that SMART goal. But I definitely explained it, but I won't be 100% sure, but like I said, I try to do my best, so
And I think
yeah.
that's all you can do, but it, you know, having this plan, having an objective, looking at the situation, looking at the is it measurable, taking action, being reliable, looking at the timeline,
Right.
It really gives you, it really breaks it down so you really know exactly what you need to do. It's a very structured and very organized plan, and I think it's great too, because you can keep your priorities in line also. You're
Right.
know exactly what you need to do, and you can't, so you don't let other things interfere. It keeps you on guard, which I think is really good. A lot of people need that, because I think some of
Right.
the problems that people get off track, and that's
Right.
what causes people, they have a mindset, they have an idea, they have goals, and they want to change, their mindset, and they want to achieve this, and they want to achieve that, and they want to accomplish this. But you need a sustainable plan, like you mentioned.
Right.
That's a sustainable plan that really organizes it and keeps, kind of like time management. It keeps it all intertwined, and so you prioritize your time properly, exactly what you need to do. It's probably good, like you mentioned, or you said, to write everything down, like to keep some type of journal or some type of notebook where you make goals for yourself, and you are projects that you need to complete. And you just go, you use that smart, plan, and you go by it, and you'll be able to take that course. That's your course of action, it seems, and you'll be able to achieve it. You might not, like you said, you might not achieve 100%. You might not, get exactly what you want to get, but it looks from looking at it, you will achieve a good majority of it. And whatever,
Right.
I say, whatever you don't, whatever you're unable to do, you always can go back to it and try to complete it either another day, or if it's not something that's attainable 100%, you learn from it, and you
Right.
realize, okay, I gave it my best shot, I got a lot accomplished, but it didn't take me exactly where I want to go, but it helped me learn this, and it helped me learn that, or I got this much done, and it brought me to this area, so there's a lot of good stuff that comes out from this program, it really seems.
It's very crucial. You always got to structure it. It's like building the Legos. You're building Legos. You're putting the Legos together to build that Lego piece. But when you put the wrong pieces, you're the wrong Legos, it's not gonna be a full structured Lego piece. So always make sure that what you want to achieve, everything's gonna be connected. So, because you might what because you might not achieve it. You could just be you could just do something different. So, good example is if you're trying to lose weight or you want to build the body of your dreams, well, that's great, but do you have the hard working skills? And if you don't, you feel like you can't do it and you're not motivated, then you shouldn't do it. It just wouldn't work for you. And I think a lot of people like me don't have the time to exercise because I just mostly just focused on just trying to do what I enjoy, which is trying to help people become a reader. So, and I am considered a reader because I get to people's objectives. So.
That's amazing. I think what you're doing is great. So you work with a lot of different people, and you probably help a lot of different people in many ways.
Yes, I'm hoping that I can actually help people around the world, and I'm hoping that I can help people whether they are a client, professional, or a business owner. 'Cause I definitely want to work with anyone in their shape or form, in their abilities, like I said, and just be able to have the freedom to explore the people that I work with. And I think I'm doing that right now. I just feel that really, if you are stuck in a position, you can't, you have to do these tasks, like you're restricted to do them. But to me, I want just that freedom of choice. So I believe that I wouldn't really do well in the military because the military is very strict. You have to obey these commands from these sergeants and these generals and just these people that wanna really try to put you down. And it's definitely not a lot of people, but it's probably for some. But I know that my buddy is soon he's gonna go into the Air Force and he's gonna pursue in security and good for him. I mean, he's gotta do what he's gotta do. So I'm not gonna stop him, so
It seems like everybody has their own personality, and really, what works for some may not work for others, but
right.
it's really, it all depends on who you are and what your goals and your aspirations are, because sometimes people think that everybody should be like them, or think like them, or do like them, and it took me a while to realize myself that everybody's different. And what works for one person may not work for the other person, but you have to surround yourself by people who think like you, and people are high achievers. So you draw off each other's energy, and it helps build you as a person too. And so I so it seems like when it comes to a lot of the different things that we're talking about, if you really had to look at our conversation today and really pick out some important pointers, what would you like to emphasize to the listeners today?
what would I want them to point out?
Yeah, like some of the thing we talked about today, we talked about mindset, we talked about how to take action, and then you went over all these different strategies on and you explained each one of them to us and how we could actually change our mindset, and then how we could actually take action, and you showed us exactly all the different steps on how to take action so we could not only change our mindset but actually do it, so we achieve our goals and our objectives. So if you had to if you had to look at everything you said today, what are some important things you'd want people to remember about our conversation?
Just always try to, like you said, surround the people you're with, and make sure you stay with those people because they are gonna matter the most and they're gonna teach you a lot. So, because these people have more experience than you. And honestly, experience really matters. You need to go out there and do the work, like get the experience. Not just the education, getting the degree, but actually getting the hands-on. Very crucial. And definitely there's a saying, if, what's the saying? If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And that is very true because I've worked at a couple of minimum wage jobs. I worked at Safeway and Papa Murphy's, and this was like a couple months ago, probably the beginning of 2024, but I just didn't. Everybody didn't relate to me, and I just felt like I felt alone inside, and it was just very depressing. It's see, you have to always be with the people that will relate to you. That's why I have a couple people that are incredible to me, and they don't want to leave me behind. I recently just helped out someone's house. He wanted me to do some gardening work, and just after the day, you just thought that I was doing a good job. But really, the point to what I wanted to do, why I wanted to help him out, is because that he is putting faith in me. And that's what matters. He talked to me on the phone, just how amazing I am, just how wise I am, just how I say, just my knowledge and everything, my background, all that good stuff. He said that he will literally take me to Stanford University. And I believe that has got to be the greatest thing that I could ever get. It really shows that when you're with people like that with the same mindset as you, they can give you so much. Give you what you truly need. And it can definitely go a long ways away. So always try to be with the people that will literally matter to you. And not just people that will not matter to you, because people will just see you in a blink of an eye, and now they're gone. And it makes a big impact of what people you choose. So yeah, so that is my opinion. Just go out there, try to network with people, and just be with that group of people, because they'll create opportunities for you, and you'll create
100.
opportunities for them.
Oh, I believe that 100%. I think that's great advice. Now, what services do you provide for people? Can you share some of the services that you provide for people?
Yeah, so the services that I provide is I provide IT, so I could definitely do computer repairs and do troubleshooting on websites and business. So I will help people with business development, how they can grow their business, and how can they bring clients in and what they need in their business and how they can make money. And also I offer self-improvement. So I've definitely taught some good advice, so I know that I could definitely do self-improvement for definitely a lot of people. And I do HR, so I will help people get to their dream career, develop their resume and their cover letter, and just making sure they can get prepared to their upcoming career, or whether they want to get a, what is that called? A employment, you know what I mean? Just getting an employment to get a higher up position. Yeah. So,
They'll be
and
promoted.
lastly, I offer AI. So I definitely offer service for teach people how to give prompts to AI, and just really knowing how you can use AI as a great tool. and how you can create so much with AI. So I could definitely teach you how to use Copilot, Gemini, ChatGPT, and just a bunch of AI models that would be worth it to go into. So, but yeah, I definitely offer those services. Now, I might not be perfect in what I'm doing, but I'm always an active learner. So I keep learning as I go. So I'm still like one of those students, those people that want to get to their objectives, whether they want to go into the computer industry, build their own business, help people get to their dream career, and just... to build prompts, and you can also probably develop your own AIs. So you could probably use ChatGPT to create your own GPTs.
Mm-hmm.
So you could definitely use that for your own website and your business. Very, very handy. But yeah, I might not be perfect in these skill sets, but at least I'm being an active learner. So that's my service. So
go ahead.
Oh.
No. What you're saying.
I forgot to mention, I also sell and I teach. So not only I give service, but I also teach and sell. So
and what type of things do you teach and sell?
For selling, I pretty much I have knowledge of gaming consoles. So a really great console that I am very expertise, and I think a lot of grown-ups are not gonna really know this console. But I grew up with it, so, and my parents bought me it, so it's the original Xbox. It's the first console from Microsoft, and it's definitely a console I grew up with. I love it to this day. I have the knowledge to modify it to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And I can absolutely add more games to it and just add a lot of features to it. And right. I could definitely get a console probably on eBay where the disc tray is jammed. So I mm-hmm. will probably, I can definitely fix that easily. So
right.
Yeah, because of my IT expertise. So right. I would just go and just unscrew, just take it to pieces out and get into the optical drive and just get into just seeing the what needs to be fixed. So there's a rubber band that moves the gears of the disc tray. So
right. So
I definitely will maybe replace it or fix it up by boiling the water and putting the rubber band in there. So you have a functional DVD, a functional optical drive in the retro Xbox that can open and close. And it only costs $50. And I put more storage. So I put more storage. I put a 2 terabyte hard drive. And I tried to clean it up and just make it look professional and just look it more nicer. And
right.
Combined with the hard drive and the original Xbox, it costs around $100. So now I price it around $200 to get more profit out of it. So
right.
Yeah. So that's my way of sewing. There might be more ways of sewing, but I'm always thinking of what I could sew, how and what's the options I have, the opportunities I have. Now for teaching, Definitely, it's going to be creating courses, and I'm definitely developing my own courses. So recently, I'm trying to develop my IT course. So I'm going to make sure that this course is going to be the fundamentals of IT, whether someone wants to learn about computers and wants to use it for their business, or they just want to use it in their daily life or something. Or maybe it's their requirement in the company, their position, they're asking, So whatever is the case, I'm always going to give that course to them and just teach them. That also is related to selling the course. But I definitely will have other courses around, but I have to develop my own website, which I haven't done yet, but I will pretty soon. So I will definitely do it pretty soon. But if anyone wants to contact me, you're free to do so. I will probably talk about my contact info at the end. So yeah, that's what I can get for my service and sell and teach. And it'll just go a long ways of what I'm gonna do in my success and people's success.
I think you would be a great speaker also. I think there's a lot of topics you could talk about, and even your own experience of overcoming so much and motivational speaking. I think you'd make a great speaker. So if anyone's out there and they need a speaker, Charlie is your man, because I think he has a lot of great stuff that he could share with an audience, and he's very inspirational. He's come a long way, and he's overcome a lot of obstacles in his life, and with his condition of Asperger's, and how he overcame it, and how he moved along and didn't let anything stop him, and how he's become a success in his life. He's an inspiration to many people out there. So if you want a great motivational speaker, Charlie's your man. Now, Charlie, where can we find you? So you mentioned that there are certain places. What social networks can we find you? And you also said that people can contact you by your email address. Can you share your email address with us?
Yes. So my email address is going to be it's going to be my first name dot my last name. So it's going to be Charlie dot Bartel, and it's not Bartel Drugs, so it's not two L's. And people get confused by that, but my last name is spelled Bartel. So, and the domain is to my email is at outlook.com. So that's my email. And the platforms I'm on that I'm available is I'm on LinkedIn. You could definitely search me up on LinkedIn. I have my profile picture on there. Talks information about me, just what I've mentioned, just my about myself, just everything about myself. So, and I'm also on YouTube. So you could just search up my first name, last name, and it'll have my profile picture. Feel free to do so if you want to watch my videos. What I've been posting. I haven't been really posting actively, but I'm still actively posting on my channel. So, but if you definitely support the channel, that's great. But if not, then so be it. So, and the last platform I'm on is Matchmaker. So definitely you could definitely message me. Same thing. My name's on there, so if you want to do a podcast with me, feel free to do so. I am definitely available to do so, and there's always a lot of people always trying to connect with me, so trying to create opportunities for me, and I'm creating opportunities for them, like I said. So now I've repeated it every time, but I'm just trying to make sure that really you understand. That I try to be the best version of myself, even in hardships. So
That's what matters. I think That's an important message because, you know, no matter what we go through in life, you know, we have to be the best of ourselves. And, you know, and everybody has the ability to do that. And you are a true example. And I commend you for that. And I just want to say, Charlie, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I love talking to you. You always have
Of
such great
course.
advice. And you're so motivational, and I'm so proud of you for, you know, you've come such a long way. You overcame a lot, you know, and it's not easy. You know, I'm, you know, just like
Right.
you, you know, you have Asperger's, I have epilepsy. You know, when you have any kind of condition, doesn't matter what it is, you know, it's hard, you know, sometimes to get through some of the rough patches in life. But with determination, with resilience, with a plan, like you said, an objective, a plan, and really working on yourself, and most of all, taking action, you could accomplish anything. So you could make your dreams a reality. It's possible for anybody. And Charlie is an example. And, you know, so if anyone wants to, you know, reach out to him, even for advice or some motivation, or, you know, just, you know, he's here for you. And, you know, he is, you know, willing to help anybody who wants to be helped. So Charlie, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been a pleasure, like always. And remember, Charlie has a podcast with us. If you'd like to visit his podcast, you just type in his name and his podcast will pop up all over the place, and you'll get to see his episodes and his inspiration and his great advice. So thank you again, Charlie, for being on the show, and I look forward to our
Yeah,
next.
I have one more to say. So
okay,
here's my last saying, and this is what my boss always says. Let's change the world and reshape our future.
Yes, 100%.
That's what we say all the time. So definitely always say that to yourself, and honestly, always say to yourself, just keep moving forward, because you're always going to find a way. So
yes, 100%. So true. Thank you so much, Charlie. I look forward
yep.
to talking to you soon. You have a great day.
Yes, you too.